Living Proof. That's Bon Jovi on Nova 103.5. Right now, I am going to be chatting to Ms. Annelies van der Merwe, the managing director of what was Dimension Data, is now Mach 10. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I suddenly had the idea in my head. My son loves to talk about how he's going to be going Mach 10, having no understanding of what it actually means. But can you share with our listeners maybe what led to rebranding? Why going from Dimension Data to Mach 10?
Yeah, definitely. So we were about 16 years now, Dimension Data, and part of the Entity Data Group, they decided to rebrand.
Okay.
And part of their strategic path forward, they said, okay, some of the African countries is not part of their plan, so they decided to divest from some African countries, and Namibia was part of them. And the owner group seen the opportunity to buy out us 100%. So okay. Now we're back to 100% Namibian-owned company. And obviously that resulted into a rebranded, reimagined new Mach 10 brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that idea of like Mach 10, you're seeing speed, like fighter jets, things like that.
Definitely.
What does it actually represent other than just what I'm seeing? And how does it reflect the company's vision moving forward?
So yes, Mach 10 obviously represents velocity and the human ability to exceed beyond the impossible. It embodies speed, definitely power, and our relentless pursuit of excellence in the IT world. And I don't know if you've seen our brand. At the end, there's a nice fingerprint as part of our 10. So that is our humanity and our personal touch in a cold IT environment. We also need warmth, yeah. And that's our part of our warmth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that warmth, then obviously that has to do with your customers as well, your existing clients. Does the rebrand affect them in any way? Any changes in the services or offerings?
So not negatively. The rebranding will definitely not affect our clients at all. We have a very highly skilled in-country workforce, always had. And now we will just go with our strategic partner, Entity Data, to have that, that client-specific, local, not local, international partnership. Yeah.
Maybe just elaborate for me then on Mach 10's partnership with the Entity Data Corporation, who exactly they are and how that partnership benefits Namibians.
So Entity is obviously a global brand. They've invested a lot in cloud and platforms and data centers. And I think we can learn a lot from them as a country and moving forward in the technology world. So that strategic partnership will remain, and we will ensure that we get our clients that leading global edge technology going forward.
Okay. Speaking then of that global technology, global knowledge base as well, our Minister Emma Theophilus, she highlighted the critical role of technology in our development, in the country's development.
Yeah.
How is Mach 10 going to then sort of contribute using everything that you've got at your disposal to contribute to the nation's digital transformation?
Yeah, I think what is important as digital transformation is key things. The one is connectivity that I drive very much for the country and how we can contribute to that connectivity and infrastructure part. The other one, and we've mentioned it now, is AI. AI is all over artificial intelligence, but how do you do that in a secured environment and how we can contribute to that? And then the last one is your secure digital transformation journey. How do you move away from your legacy systems and platforms to either a hybrid or a cloud environment, but ensure it's in a secure environment? Mm. Yeah.
Sticking with the minister, she's also obviously mentioned local talent development, capacity building. That's something that we definitely need to do. Do you have any initiatives as Mach 10 in place to help develop local ICT talent?
Look, as part of Dimension Data, for the past 16 years, we had youth programs. So every 18 months, we will appoint people as part of our youth program, and we will handpick aspiring professionals and ensure we nurture their talent and ensure they feel valued and thrive in the ICT industry. So we will just go on with our youth programs. It's very important. Yeah, what I've seen actually is that other IT companies are also starting doing these youth programs, and it's very inspiring that it's a journey for all of us.
You mentioned now, obviously, Mark 10, part of the ONL group. Sven Thiemer highlighted ONL's Vision 2029. How does Mark 10 align with that strategic vision? What role does Mark 10 then play in ONL's future plans?
So, very important, the vision of 29 is about a sustainable, profitable, and people-centered future. And the role we will play is ensure we do it in a profitable way and ensure the future of our employees and also the future of our clients in their IT environment and how they can thrive and grow in their ICT secure environment.
Okay. I mean, the idea then of sort of growing one's own wood, does Mark 10 then become sort of the IT infrastructure for the entire ONL group, provide your expertise that way?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we've always been the preferred IT provider for the group, and I think we just need to thrive and go on with that. With the expertise from outside.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in, and all the best.
Yeah, thank you for the time.